BIA, it's nearly 8 minutes past 4 o'clock, and I told you we'd be indulging in a little bit of, whatever gets you through the night, as they say in the classics, in front of Gregory, in front of our break now, it was Gregory Porter, just in case you wondered, a tune called Concord. But right now, our friends from Tops at Lifestyle have returned to the studio, and once again, we say hello to Valencia Maguaza and Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle. Let's begin with a kind of reminder to those that have not yet entered the Winner Harley competition that Tops is holding at the moment. There's still time to win it. That's plenty of time to win it, in fact, because, well, it by my reckoning, we've got now eight finalists, and there are four left. So you've got 4 weeks. Well, mind you, this week is almost over, so there'll be 3 weeks going forward, but you've got it's plenty of time. And Eamon, how have entries been this week?
Dave, again, stupendous. So many entries this week. The box is overflowing. It's unbelievable how it's gone. And tomorrow now, Friday, we'll be drawing the ninth finalist. Will be tomorrow.
And we're hoping that it's going to be, because we've been wondering about why there have been only male winners so far. And we really would love to have a mix and match, you know. So
very true, Dave. I don't know. Maybe they've no driver's license.
I don't know. Well, you know, it's one of those things, hey? But still, it is completely unadulterated. This is one of the most honest competitions in the world. It's very simple to enter. Give us the rules, Eamon.
Dave, it's basic, simple as pie. You enter the store, right through our beautiful wine department that we have there, into the rest of the store. You spend 500 rand or more on your favourite tipples. Write your name and phone number on the back of your till slip and place it in the entry box behind the tills, and you're in it to win it.
So it's as simple as that. There's no entry form to fill out. All you do is just literally use your till slip and add your name and number. That's it. No long, drawn-out thing where you have to get ID and link. Oh, no. Very simple. And it's a two-part exercise, really. The first part is if you are drawn as a winner on a Friday afternoon, that means you are a finalist. Then on the 19th of November, all the finalists will gather. And then what happens?
Dave, they'll all gather on the 19th at Lifestyle Tops outside, where we'll have that big Harley Davidson on display. 12 finalists will each be given a key in an envelope. And we'll start with the first finalist that was drawn. And from there, each finalist then will open that envelope and try their key to see if it starts that big machine.
One of them is guaranteed to start it. So we just don't know which one. So, I mean, it would be a bit of a killjoy if number one fires it up and then all the others are standing there throwing their keys away in disgust. But, you know, this is the way. It's completely untrammeled. It's unadulterated. It is what it is. It's an open, honest, completely transparent competition, which means you have got an absolutely equal chance with anyone else. You've just got to be in it to win it. So my top advice to you is pop along to Tops, buy your liquor there, and that automatically, if you've spent 500 bucks or more, gives you an entrance ticket, if you like, into this marvelous competition. Look, it's a big prize, 240,000 rands worth of motoring joy. Wow. So, I mean, even if you don't want to ride it, you can always, I'm sure, find someone that will take it off your hands. All right. Now to the order of the day. We're talking wine, and it's a subject very close to most people's hearts, those that have experienced the joy of the, you know, what the interesting thing, Valencia, you'll be the best, I think, able to talk about the conversion, because you were never, growing up as a youngster, you weren't convinced that wine was a part of life, that in terms of enjoyment it wasn't top priority for you. You have subsequently become much more familiar with what wine has to offer in terms of adding to your lifestyle, and you're now spreading the word liberally. Tell us how you came to start appreciating and what it is that you appreciate about wine.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks, Dev. If I can tell you the truth, I don't know. I'm already famous. I'm already famous. And I already feel like I'm going far when it comes to wine, because I need to go far to Cape Town to visit the vineyards and see how things happening there, how they grow wines, how they grow the grapes, when how the grapes come from being a grape to wine. I would love to learn all that.
But I'm really after the conversion, because I would hazard a guess that when you were a youngster, your favorite drink probably wasn't wine.
At all. I won't lie.
What was it? Savannah or something like that?
No, it was a liqueur.
Okay. Liqueur. So something sweet, yes. and potent, and that's pretty typical.
Yes.
What made you sort of change your palate, your taste and flavor profile?
I won't lie to you. My first choice was something sweet. That was Cedarberg Buchertrop and Simonsic Gewürztraminer. That was my choice of wine, of which is the one that I really enjoyed the first time.
Okay.
By the time goes, my palates were developing, then I can actually do cap serve, the blend. Oh. Also, that's my grapes at the moment, that I love.
And I see it's a growing trend among the community, that wine is becoming a big item now on the social agenda. It's no longer seen as a... You used the term rotten grapes the other day. People said, no, you see these people, the grapes go bad and they fizz and they ferment and that's rotten, and then they drink it. No, but obviously, it's the fermentation process. Now you understand.
Yes.
And it's a big market now. And luckily, because South Africa,
one of the biggest producers in the world at the moment, Dave.
The profile has changed and the appreciation has changed. And it's a massively growing market, which is super. And that's really why today we're going to be talking about a very exciting varietal of grape. Tell us about it. It's a Christina Trousseau. It is a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes.
And what do you know about this wine?
I've tried this wine. It's a beautiful wine. Okay. The day I tried this one, I was like, oh, I just wonder what a Sauvignon Blanc is this. But I really enjoyed this one because Eamon told me about the soil, how they grow this wine, how the vineyard experts, what kind of place they were planting the grapes on it. So he was like telling me that there were elevating and sandy off the soil offer good draining, but also simple mineral, but contribute the complexity of the minerals of the nice Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay. You know what? I'm sure that the technical stuff is fascinating, but most people just want to know what it tastes like. So we generally go quickly to the tasting notes. And I love the descriptive narrative that follows. Give us the tasting notes.
Oh, I've loved that too. You won't believe. It's just nice, gentle aromas with some orange blossom of some perfect balance with some soft lime. You know, this is beautiful wine, I won't lie. Some passion fruit, some green apples. You know, the taste of green apples, you get it there. And some hints of freshly cut grass. It's crispy and elegant. Definitely will be a long, vibrant finish.
So what would you suggest this would go with? But you're not a sommelier, so you don't really have the wine pairing experience. Eamon, let me call on you, because you definitely do. To accompany this particular Sauvignon Blanc, what would you go? Definitely white wine is traditionally a...
Fish.
Yeah?
Definitely fish. Maybe I would go with maybe a nice Steenbrass, Dave. Nice grilled Steenbrass. If it's available.
Yeah.
Or maybe a nice pasta dish.
I was going to say, pasta dish. Because a light pasta goes with a beautiful Sauvignon Blanc.
It's got a lovely
finish
to it, yes.
Absolutely fantastic. So I think what we'll do is we're going to play a little music now, and then we're going to have a splash while the music's on. And I'll come back and give you, because you know what, I see that John Platter features, his Platter Wine Guide gives this wine big score. From 20, 21, 22, I don't think it's been... Yeah, it has scored 22. So, in the past 2 years, it ranges between 4.5 and 4-star rating, which on a Platter rating scale is really high.
It is.
So,
very good.
This is obviously... The experts say it's good. We not being an expert, I nail my colors to the mast right now. I'm an absolutely ordinary wine lover. And let's have a look and see how this wine performs, and to see whether we can pick up some of those tasting notes that Valencia was talking about. We'll be back. I feel your head resting heavy on your single bed. I want to hear all about it. Get it all off your chest, oh. I feel the tears and you're not alone, oh. When I hold you, well, I won't let go. Why should we care for what they're selling us anyway? We're so young, girl, and you know. You don't have to be there, babe. You don't have to be scared, babe. You don't need the plan of what you want to do. Won't you listen to the man that's loving you? Spinning and you can't jump off, but I will catch you if you fall. I can't tell you enough. I hate to hear that you're feeling low. I hate to hear that you won't come home. Oh, why should we care for what they're selling us anyway? We're so young, girl, and you know. Listen to the man that's loving you. Easy, easy, and a 1, 2, 3, ooh. Breezy, breezy, if you come with me, ooh. Easy, easy, and a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's Georgie Ezra, Listen to the Man. That comes from the album Wanted on Voyage from 2014. It's now 25 and a half minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. Time for us to chat with our friend Steve Honeysett. Steve, what's happening in the surf
afternoon
today?
Dave. Afternoon, everyone. It's Seaweed here bringing you your Thursday afternoon beach and weather report. And it's been a hot day out there today. Started off cool and overcast and a little bit of a northeaster blowing this morning. Nothing happening with the surf, I'm afraid, today. A couple of kiteboarders out of Tiffany's Reef earlier, but water's gone a bit dirty. It's been churned up again. So it was clean 2 days ago. Talking to the Sharks boy, they said they can't believe it and just overnight goes dirty like it. But there's a southwesterly coming up shortly, and that should clean the water up. So let's hope it does get it back to normal again, and enjoy the water again. Anyway, so there's some dirty water like it is at the moment. Anyway, there's still a northeaster blowing at the moment. It's blowing quite strong and choppy out there and windy, so not great conditions. The tide is pushing. What's going out again now? It was on the high tide at 24 minutes past 1, so still a lot of water being thrown around by the surf, especially those Charkers Rock, Santorini, Thompson's Bay, Villa Royal. Those areas are getting hammered by the waves up against the cliff faces, so avoid those areas tonight. And if you are walking along the promenade, the Clark Bay area, where the coffee trailer normally sits, there's some construction going on there, some renovations to that building. So just be careful walking past it. It's all cordoned off and there's shade cloth around it. So and the trailer has moved to the back of the car park. So if you're walking on the promenade and you looking for your morning coffee spot, it's just moved around the corner to the back there as a temporary measure. There will be signs up just showing you where the coffee trailer is, so it's just moved back a bit. But anyway, other than that, also under renovation at the moment is the Tiffany's toilets. I see the guys working there, the contractors, renovating those toilets. So a lot of work going on now leading up to the holiday season. There'll be a couple more projects on the go until the start of the December holidays. Hopefully we can get the Zinkwazi building sorted out as well for the holidays, the toilets and the lifeguard building. Looking very worn out and dismal at the moment there. So there's a lot of work to be done there. So hopefully we can get that all done and things will look nice for the visitors when they come down. But this afternoon, windy out there, not great. A couple of blue bottles floating around. The waves, still quite a swell out there, and the waves surging up against those cliff faces. So avoid that this afternoon, guys. We'll see what happens tomorrow after the west blows through the night. Let's see if it makes a change in the morning. But I'll be out there checking it out. So tune in, and we'll let you know where that surf is tomorrow morning or what the fishing conditions are going to be like. Who knows? We might be in for a bit of a surprise in the morning. But we'll keep an eye on that wind. Anyway, guys, have a great evening. Chat to you tomorrow. Cheers for now.
Thanks, Steve. And that report was brought to you by Hanno Schubel and the team from Blinds, Shutters and Awnings.
Blind Designs Blinds are the benchmark of quality, fashion and style for window coverings. View our full range in the comfort of our premier showroom at Blinds, Shutters and Awnings in the Union Tiled Building, number 4 Moffat Road, Ballito. Or book a consultation with me, Hanno Schubel, and benefit from 30 years of experience on the Dolphin Coast. Contact us at 032-946-3614. Blind Designs. Reflect your style.
The heartbeat of Ballito, 88.0.
Not a ghost here in my head.
successful with Vili LaRue. Here's Latanya Arm. Nice. No.
Ach no, man. Flipping Eskom is driving me crazy with this load shedding. I can't stand it.
Harry, it's time to make the smart move to solar so we can keep the lights on around here.
And more importantly, to be able to finish the game. Actually, I see that Northside has expanded their solar power range and they've got solar trained staff to give expert advice.
Helpful advice and affordable solar items? Let's do it, Harry. We also need a few more rechargeable lights around.